Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
That's the Drifters bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend John Deeney, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. Folks, if you don't have this book, I promise you, now you learn something from it. You'll see yourself in this book. This is an informative and a feel-good book, all wrapped into one, and highly already nationally recognized as an award-winning book. And so please check it out. John, where's the best place to send them for it?
Oh, Amazon.
Amazon. So I go to Amazon.com and check it out there. John, we're talking about competitors. How to have a relationship with a competitor?
Yeah, you were
going to tell a story.
Yeah, you were just talking about referring back and forth.
Yeah,
San Antonio is somewhat of an immature consulting market for small business. When I was in Los Angeles, I knew what I did, and I knew what the guy down the street did, and I knew what the guy in the next town did. You know, one of us did team building, and one of us did strategic planning.
Mm-hmm.
And in San Antonio, because it's somewhat a thinner market, you know, you've got a lot of guys that do everything. You know, you need executive recruiting? Yeah, I do that.
Broader than vertical.
Right, yeah. Weekend strategic retreat? Yeah, I do that too, no problem. I had a client that I'm working quite a bit with, and he asked me about some family mediation. It's a family business. And I said, you know, I don't do that. I mean, I could take a shot at it, but there's a fellow here in town that does quite a bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard him speak, and I think he's pretty impressive. And I referred somebody else to him, and he did a good job. So
mm-hmm.
I referred him. He's very, very happy with the result. And a couple of weeks ago, the fellow called me up. And he said, I just wanted you to know that the client I'm working with wants me to expand my scope a little bit. He wants me to do some recruiting, help him bring on a new executive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling you first because I didn't want to step on your toes. It's your referral, and if that's the type of work you do, then you need to take that.
Classy.
Classy and professional, and I love the guy, and I'll refer everything to him now.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a great relationship. And, yes, I could go do that. I don't like it. It's not my type of work. And he could do lots of things I do. But, you know, respecting those boundaries, not going behind somebody's back,
mm-hmm.
I really, really appreciate that.
Well, that's the ethical thing to do. That's the professional thing to do. That's the adult thing to do. That's the grown, that's the classy thing to do. And folks, this is what people mean when they talk about ethical behavior. Well, what that guy did, and what John did, and what the guy did in response to him, that's how ethical people behave. Because their ethics and the way they treat people is a higher value, a higher standard than the money they would make.
Well, it's the way you want to be treated.
That's right.
You know,
it's classic. It's as old as the Bible and Hammurabi and everybody else, right? And,
right.
Upanishads and the Yi Ching. It goes back thousands of years. Why have we gotten away from that, John?
Well, like I said, I think it's as far as competitors go, I think it's the separation. I think we've all got our heads down, and as a client of mine once said, you know, when your nose is to the grindstone and you're bent over with your butt up in the air, it's hard to have a long-term vision of what's coming. we work and we're scratching, and we'd like to give the employees more raises, or we'd like to buy the new truck, but it always seems to be next month. And
well, here's where it's short-sighted. So you'd already sent him two customers, right?
Right.
All right. So now he had one possible opportunity to do business that could have been yours, that he could have taken it if he wanted to, but that would have been 2-1 against your against your relationship with him, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, that would have been a stupid thing for him to do, to take that, because for all he knows, you're about to make it 3-0, right?
Right.
He may call you, and you may be about to say, "Oh, I'm glad you called. I got another prospect for you."
Right. Well, and I think part of that too is need. I mean, he sold a very large, successful manufacturing company. I haven't done badly over the years, and I've had a lot of work. You know, and it's you know,
but hunger,
that,
your hunger should not override your ethics
no,
or your morals. And that's the issue. These are things that I try to focus on this show, John, as you well know, and in my writing. I mean, the color, and here's the thing people need to understand, John, and I'd like for you to talk about this just a little bit. The color of ethics is gray. It's not black and white, right? I mean, he could have just taken that business, and you would not have been able to say, "Why didn't you call me?"
And you know, I'm not making excuses. I behaved the same way when I was hungry too. I mean, I'm still hungry. You know, you're always looking for more. But you know, there's the long term view is don't leave enemies behind because it comes back to bite you. You know, treat everybody well. You know, but talking to your competitors, but some people aren't good. One of the things I said in that column that you know that this discussion came out of a couple weeks ago is. What if you had a really bad customer? What if you had somebody that didn't pay you? Or what if the other guy had a customer that was stiffing him?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want him to tell you that?
Right.
Can't you just have lunch and talk about things?
That's another good point to like the competitors. I've had competitors like that. We could talk about who was paying. That's an excellent point. Folks, go to John Denny's website, Awake at 2 o'clock, the number 2 o'clock.com. You find this article, Talk to Your Competitors, by John F. Denny. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.